Welcome back to another episode of the Who You Know Show podcast, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. My name is Trevor Houston, and on this show, you'll learn the strategy, grit, and mindset it takes to overcome obstacles so you can level up in your career, recover your cash flow, and live the life of purpose that God intended for you. Don't forget to look at the mic drop moments timestamped in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to pay it forward, subscribe, and leave an honest review so we can improve. Thanks for listening. My name is Trevor Houston, and please enjoy this episode of the Who You Know Show.
Like many people, back in April, I got hit in a layoff. There was a long story before that, a really cool testimony that back in February, I was feeling really called to ministry, but I wouldn't take that leap of faith. And there's two areas that you have to have in order to have mental, emotional, and spiritual freedom. And it is, you have to have a creative way to express yourself, and you have to be living out your purpose that you were called to do. And so all of a sudden, this recruiting career that I've had, that I've always been a top producer, I couldn't make a placement to save my life. I couldn't get people on the phone. It just wasn't working anymore. So when they hit layoffs, I was a natural first choice. And I wasn't upset because I knew immediately. In fact, 15 minutes after my call with them, I get this text. I get that verse of the day text that you can get if you text the word verse to 50700. And you get this really cool, it's always right on time verse. And so it said, God blesses those who trust him because they depend on him. And I was like, God, I hear you. So that day I allowed myself to just go through the feelings of being a job loss that happens with that of this hurts. I just lost my work family. Part of my identity is in being successful. So now what? So day one, process feelings. Day two, dust off. Let's go. And so I was ready to make a plan, and God told me, just pray. So day three at 5 a.m., I woke up with a plan for Maximize Your Job Search. And I knew I wanted to help job seekers. That's been a passion of mine.
Yes, it has.
Even through recruiting, I was a different kind of recruiter. I always recruited backwards. I would find somebody and find them a job, more like a talent agent, as opposed to getting this job order and going and finding somebody, which is very different for agency recruiting especially. And so I knew that I had information that job seekers needed. And at first I had this great pricing structure, like any good business person. I got a business plan, and God just kept challenging me. Trust me, trust me. So then I started free consultations. We'll do a 15-minute free consultation. At first it was COVID-19. Now it's, if you need a free consultation, book a free consultation. And then God challenged me more of let people pay whatever they can. And all of my services now, including my life coaching and my business coaching and all of that, is done on pay what you can, because I never want somebody left out based on that. And I'll use Vez as an example. Vez reached out to me. He said, Andy, I have a job. I want to pay for somebody else's service. And we like, people started this pay it forward. And right?
Yeah.
Yes. And so I started seeing the really, really cool things in the community. Other people are like, hey, this is what I can pay now. When I get a job, I'm going to come back to you because this is helpful. And one thing I try to make sure is that when people walk away from a consultation with me, they have job skills, they're energized, they're passionate, and they're ready to go out there with a new and refreshed attitude. I want them to leave better than what they came to me.
I love that. I mean, think about, so the Who You Know Show, what, going on 5 years, maybe 4.5 years now. The network, the summit, and the workshop that we do, we've hopefully touched thousands of lives.
I would say that's true.
Absolutely.
The mantra is pay it forward. I mean, we get so many people. How many of those thousands of people that we've interacted with are going out of their way to pay it forward? So
yes.
Note to you guys, when you get landed, and you will, make sure that you stay engaged, stay in the network.
Yeah, don't just disappear. We see that all the time. There's a lot of people that just, and then 3 years later, they're like, hey, they come out of the woodworks and they're like, hey, I need some help again, because they're back in the job search.
Look at the dynamic.
And I'm like,
the corporate
man, network. I remember you. I remember you. Come on, I'll help you anyway. But look, guys, don't just disappear.
Something that I was challenged in my own like growth this year was to look at every relationship I had and decide, am I a contributor or a consumer? And that I always want to be able to say, I am a contributor to this relationship. I'm not only taking from you, I'm giving to you as well.
Okay.
I got some questions for you. Andy. All right. So
are we doing rapid fire?
Yeah, we're just gonna get this out here. Okay, so let me hear from you. What are the biggest mistakes you see from job seekers? Because you deal with them all the time. What are the biggest
mistakes? That's a good question.
Okay, so you and I have talked about this. ATS resumes not being formatted in a way that the ATS can read it. Okay. So I will say this. And this is where Trevor and I kind of box it out very kindly. But I do think you have to have a good resume and it has to be readable by an ATS. And ATS does not have personal feelings about you. It is computer code.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, it's a machine. You have to learn to speak ATS language, which means you're dealing with words. So when I get a resume, ATS is for some kind of witchcraft and sorcery, cannot read italics. They can't read headers and footers. They can't read tables or comments or graphics. Bold? It can read bold.
Can read bold, okay.
But it cannot read italics, which I recently learned that. And so it just, and what will happen, a lot of people will put a hyperlink. So here's the difference. You can have your URL, your website address for LinkedIn. It recognizes that. But if you try to use a LinkedIn icon and tie it to your website, it will actually see you as a virus and reject you. You won't get notified. It actually sees you. And they're not going to notify you you're rejected because they think you're a virus. So you have to learn to speak the languages. And I told you this the other day. Out of, I think I've done 170 consultations since April 13th now. And none of the resumes came to me ready for an ATS.
None.
Not one.
None.
Well,
none.
No wonder y'all ain't getting through the black hole. Okay.
Even though they had
event horizon.
And probably 40 of those had paid somebody else to do their resume.
Ooh.
And that's where I really structure. And I will tell you, if you have paid somebody else to do your resume, I don't require a receipt. I will redo your resume or at least tell you how to fix it for free. So please reach out to me. I will look over it. That's part of our free consultation. But I want you guys to get placed. I want you guys getting jobs.
So just goes to show you, I mean, if you are getting your resume in and it's getting viewed, there's only really two ways you can do it. You can either have it formatted correctly,
yeah,
and it sounds like nobody is, or it's a referral, which that's probably what you got to box it out of.
Well, yeah, over like, okay, here's what I hear. I hear 150 some odd people that, and none of them had it right,
mm-hmm,
right? So 150 some odd people, you know, send it over to her and none of them were right. And so I'm like, okay, well, can we just get a human being like an Andy involved who can pull it out of the black hole? Because it's in cyberspace. You're in the black hole. So that, you know, and I know she agrees with that statement too. That,
absolutely.
That who you know is important, right? Who you know.
Who you know.
Is important. Yeah. Yep. Right there.
Yes.
But it is also important.
The mechanics of it have to be there too.
Because, okay, so here's a couple of things that happen. If I give a referral, there's going to be two questions they ask me. How well do you know this person?
Right.
And have they applied online? If your resume was rejected because they thought it was a virus, they will never be able to go pull your application.
Won't be in there.
A virus.
So if it has a hyperlink in it and they thought it was a virus, if you're using too many graphics this thing about putting emojis on resumes, I want to find them.
Look,
don't do it.
All she's saying is before you go outside, okay, before you submit your resume,
don't get a virus.
Okay, don't get a virus. Put
protect
your mask
yourself.
On.
No
protect
COVID.
Yourself.
Protect your resume.
Send your resume to Andy Cook so she can help you out.
Yes. It's so easy. It's really just keeping it simple. And I always give two resumes. I give one. It's a one pager when you're networking. If you have a human that you're sending an email to, use your one pager. It has your picture. It has a graph of your skills. It's really pretty. It's cute. Don't stress out that this other one is not aesthetically pleasing.
Your marketing document.
What we do is we make it very plain and simple, and we use bolding to guide your eyes because you have 8 to 10 seconds to make an impression on that resume. So they're skimming through. So we're very selective about what we bold. We get as much information on the front page as we can. And we do that in a way that after it does get through the ATS, they want to read it.
Love it.
What other, I guess, worst practices, right, that you see?
Outside of the resume would be LinkedIn, not utilizing it. So I know you guys teach this. I teach this. Kirsty Bonner teaches this. I'm a huge fan of hers.
Yeah.
She's somebody, if you could ever get on the show.
Who's that?
Kirsty Bonner.
You going to connect me?
I don't know her.
Come on, girl.
She is the number one resume writer in the world.
Oh.
She's out of the UK. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, she
is. I use a lot of her practices. I take her webinars every time she offers them. But so LinkedIn, how you post, it rewards your activity. So how you post, making sure your posts are at least 12 words long. How you comment, making sure your comments are at least 8 words long. It honors engagement. It promotes engagement. So making sure you have all-star status, which simply means that all of the fields are filled out, that you have a current job posted. If you don't have a current job, you simply go in there and put hashtag O&O as your company name. That's a Kirsty Bonner trick. And then seeking, you know, HR specialist position as your job title. But going in, making sure those things so that you're appearing in recruiter searches. They are looking for you, but you're being ranked based on how well you score on keywords and how well you're engaged. Making sure that you, so I see this a lot. People will have a LinkedIn banner that has a quote on it that doesn't really tell me anything about you. So I always, like when I'm working with people, I go and do digital graphics for them. I want to look at it. I want to see your name on that banner. I want to see what you do on that banner. I want to see your email address on that banner. If you don't know how to do it in Canva, reach out to me. I do it as part of my services.
Wow, she's doing Canva.
Canva.
She's rocking it on Canva.
So Melody Robinson has one.
Shout out Melody.
We love you, man.
Dominique has one. Francesca. She has one. And they're all very different. I always go and customize it. Francesca does QA and manufacturing. Hers is industrial.
Mm-hmm.
With Melody, she's a little bit different because she's in HR, but she does data. So we really made her more data driven because she kept getting all these like talent acquisition calls.
Yeah.
So we really branded her more towards data. Make sure your LinkedIn profile is branded. What do you want people to think of when they hear your name or see your face?
That I love that.
Right.
Andy, real quick.
Yes.
The audience, if they want to connect with you or get to some of your resources, what's the best way for you? What's the best way to reach you?
I drive everybody to my website for a reason because it helps me stay organized. Otherwise, I overbook appointments so I don't take impromptu calls anymore because it was driving my day and my day was controlling me instead of controlling
my day.
Yes. So I drive everybody to my website. Book a free consultation. You can book it right there. You don't have to pay anything up front. No matter what. So how it works with the pay what you can. So on my website, you'll see suggested pricing. After we meet and we decide exactly what we're going for, I make a Trello board. I just started this process. So like I just shared one with Melody. It has everything that we're going to be doing during her job search. So we can track that. But then I invoice you. You pay what you can. I mark the rest paid in full. So go ahead and book an appointment. You're not obligated to pay anything up front. And it's the best way to get on my calendar. And
I love that. I'm going to start sending some big invoices out there.
Yes.
And they just be like, pay what
you can. Exactly. Just pay what you can.
$10,000. You're worth all of that money.
All of it.
You're worth all the money in the world.
My pricing is so low, though, because I've been a job seeker. I remember what it's like.
Yeah.
So my standard, just reviewing your resume, telling you how to fix it, is $40. And then if I actually have to do your resume for you, which I don't mind, but it's $100. Like, we can come up with $100.
Yeah. If you can invest in yourself, right, and leverage brilliant minds like Andy here,
yes,
you're going to get farther along quicker than trying to do it on your own. And there's a lot of do it on your own, self-starting, go to YouTube, figure it out. There's a lot of good information, a lot of bad information out there, and you're going to have to siphon through it to figure out what's real, what's not.
Yes.
But the ultimate result, if you're trying to do it all on your own, is it's just going to take you longer to get to that result. You get with an Andy, right? And you're going to get there faster.
Yep.
So my question,
and have more support.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy.
Always.
We just love you. You're awesome. You are always welcome to come back.
That's value right there, sitting right there in that pink chair.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about who you know.